breakdown, baby.
Friday, you're logged on, and that means you want to get five things to take with you into the weekend. That's why we have our Friday Five with Sean Ramaswamy, host of Sideshow, a Studio 360 podcast about art. And what is it about?
We don't
want to talk about that. No. What's the number one here?
The Star Wars trailer, Episode 7, dropped over the weekend and instantly became a mega meme. There was a Lego version of the trailer. Oh. There was a Wes Anderson version of the trailer. There was a Spaceballs version of the trailer. All fan-made, of course. But the best one was the George Lucas version of
that.
The new Star Wars movie.
The dark side.
You really have to see this version of the trailer, but the thing that they do to lambast his terrible additions to the original Star Wars movies is put in all this cheesy CGI and superfluous cameos of, like, coveted characters or beloved characters. And it also takes a few digs at those terrible prequels that we never want to talk about.
Unwatchable movies. And that's why we love the trailer, because the trailer said we're going back to basics.
Exactly.
Here. Yes, indeed. All right, number two?
The ultimate tribute to Kanye West, who, you know, love him or hate him, is certainly an ambitious man. His Yeezus tour last year was the most talked about, headline-grabbing tour of the year. And he said he was going to release a Hype Williams-directed concert film of the tour. Never did. And a fan took it upon himself to make his own 2-hour-plus version of the concert film, comprised entirely of fan footage he found on YouTube. And it's actually good. It passes.
How nice of this fan.
It took 7 months to do, apparently, which is... you know, showing Kanye West a lot of love, which, you know, makes up for the haters, I suppose.
Well, and adds to the love that Kanye West appears to have for himself.
It's true.
Formidable.
1, 2, 3.
Number three.
And on the subject of Kanye West, you know, he used to make a lot of uplifting music. It's easy to forget now. But someone made a mashup to remind us, and it's really lovely.
Well, way less effort, because when you try hard, it's when you die hard. Your homies looking like why God when they reminisce over you, my God.
Where do you find this?
That's by a guy named Carlos Serrano, who's from San Diego. It's a mashup of Kanye West's Can't Tell Me Nothing and Sam Smith's I'm Not the Only One. And it's a little weird to hear Kanye, like, bragging about buying bling between Sam Smith singing about heartbreak, but it's really catchy. It works.
It's the current moment. Number four.
Number four, Chris Rock has been everywhere the past month. Saturday Night Live, New Yorker. He's promoting his movie Take Five, which he directed and stars in. He did this interview with New York Magazine with Frank Rich this week, and it's he talks about Cosby, he talks about Obama, he talks about directing, he talks about the state of stand-up. It's endlessly quotable, so much so that, like, people were quoting it all week on Twitter, and every time you see a tweet about it, people were quoting a different line. So it's of all the omnipresence of Chris Rock right now, this is the one you have to read.
And, you got a fave?
I do, but it's really long. You want me to read it?
Is it readable? Is it like, will it get us in trouble?
Okay, well, no, it won't.
Grab something. We'll edit it down.
Here's one. The advantage that my children have is that my children are encountering the nicest white people that America has ever produced. Let's hope America keeps producing nicer white people.
That's
after 2 weeks
priceless.
Of, you know, Michael Brown and Eric Gardner, it's really refreshing to read Chris Rock's, like, super candid takes on what it is to be black in America and what's wrong with America. He's really, like, the heir to George Carlin's, you know, social critic, I think. Number five, there's a guy named Breakmaster Cylinder.
Master Cylinder!
He's one of many people who just live on SoundCloud and mash up random things, but he might be the only one who's really into public radio, and you have hear this because you might just love it.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh.
Get out.
So that's
An improvement on all things
song
considered,
called
I have to say.
Indeed, they should really consider updating. It's called the NPR Drop, that particular mashup. I don't think public radio has ever sounded doper than it does right now, John.
I've always thought that Lakshmi Singh needs a DJ. Sean Ramaswamy, host of Sideshow, a Studio 360 podcast that you need to tune into, but we love you, Sean.
Thank you, John.
It's Time's five.
Lovely to be here.
Yep.
Thanks.